You say you searching for happiness, well, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
When we talk about someone being strong, whether it be a man or a woman, we're saying that that person has the ability to think, talk, and do what needs to be done according to God's will. When you talk about someone being strong, listen to me, young folk, it also has to do with a person being mature. A person that can control how they think, talk, and act. It says that that is a mature or strong individual. When it comes to being strong, it's very important that young men, especially young black men, make sure that you desire to be a strong man. It is not the will of God for you as a young man to be feeble or to be feminine. It is not the will of God for a man to be feeble, weak, a chump, a pushover, a sucker. No. God did not design you to be feeble. Will we have weak moments in life? Yeah. But you got to remember, I'm a man. I need to display strength. But God does not want a man to get confused or deceived and think that he is feminine. No. I'm a man. I don't wear fingernail polish. I don't wear a dress. I don't wear panties. No, all these things are popular in the world. In our day and time, and they're pushing it. They're pushing it hard to young men that, look, you need to be feminine. And you got to have a strong preacher to teach against that in the day and time we live in. You got to have an anointed preacher that's going to stand flat-footed and tell young folk and grown folk that ain't the will of God. You're not feminine. You're not born feminine. No, if you born man, you born male, that's what God intended for you to be. It don't matter what these rappers, celebrities, or politicians make legal. We need to consider God's word. Why, Pastor? Because heaven and earth shall pass, but not God's word. And you got to have it in you as a young man. Look, I don't even dress like a girl. I'm not going to smell like no girl. Look, if that's perfume, that's for a woman. I wear cologne. This is for a man. Are y'all following me? God did not intend for boys and men or young men to be feeble. feeble or feminine. He desired you to grow to be a strong man. Now, it's your choice. It's your choice if you want to be a weak man. You have that option. You want to be girly as a man? That's your choice. But understand, that's not the will of God. God desires young men to become strong men. And you've got to know that. And even as a young woman, you need to have the mindset, okay, this is a boy right now. I need to just sit back and see if he is growing to become a man. Well, how do you tell, Pastor? Because you'll start seeing that boy putting away childish things. When you start seeing a boy or a teenager or a young man stop being childish, they're saying they're coming into being a man. But as long as that boy or that teenager is still on that childish or that dumb stuff, they ain't no man yet. Are y'all with me? Now, the Bible teaches that spirit-filled Christian men, look at this, have power, and the greater one is on the inside of us. That's God's desire for us to be men, have some strength, have some power. Well, how do I have that as a man? I need to be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Man, if I got the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, I can be a man. Yeah, why? He gonna guide me into all truth. And let me say something to the young women. That is one trait you need to look for in a young man. Don't just look at how cute he is or how much money he got. You need to be looking at, all right, is he saved and do he have the Holy Spirit? And if he's saved and got the Holy Spirit, now I need to be looking to see, is he quenching the Spirit? Is he doing what God desires him to do? Because the Holy Spirit is a progressor. He's going to make sure that that young man or that boy just keeps getting better and better, stronger and stronger. Why? He guides us into all truth. Are y'all still with me? I'm laying this foundation. Now, let's look at our text this morning and consider what Jesus taught about a man. Considering our text, a man must be strong. As a boy, as a teenager, as a young adult, you got to get in your mindset, I got to be strong as a young man. I got to be strong. One quality you look for in a man is a strong man. As a young woman. Okay, you need to look for that. Is this a strong man? Is this somebody that thinks, talks, and does according to the will of God? If you are not a strong young man, you're in a bad place. Because according to what Jesus taught, look at this. Someone can do two things to you: bind you and plunder you. Bind you and help me, plunder. If you are not strong as a teenager, early 20s, mid 20s, or older, someone can first bind you. What does that mean? Someone can take control of you. Take control of you. Tell you how to think. And that's how you think. Tell you how to talk. And that's how you talk. Tell you what to do. And that's what you. They done bound you or took control. You think about it. When someone binds us, if they put rope around our hands or handcuffs, they got what? They got control. They can lead you or guide you to wherever they desire. We should not be under total control of anybody except God. And the enemy and the world is very crafty, very wise. You got to look at the tactics of the enemy that he uses to try to control young people and specifically young men. Let me put some influences in their life on YouTube. Let me get them some young men that they can watch on 85 South Show and tell them how to think. Tell them how to make choices. Let me get some rappers to rap to them and tell them who they are and put it over a good beat. Let me bind them and take control to where they can just do what we tell them to do. And see, anytime a young man or a young woman for that matter can just hear what somebody else says and they start doing that, they ain't free. They have been bound. And somebody is controlling them. Isn't that amazing? And you see it happening in our day and time. Right now. You can watch certain sports programs and they'll have you thinking that one player is better than the other. And they both doing the same exact thing. They can control easily a weak mind. We have to be like Daniel and his friends. We don't care what somebody put on the table. We're not going to let somebody tell us how to think. We're not going to let someone tell us how to talk. And we're not going to let somebody outside of God tell us what to do. Y'all ain't talking back to me, but am I right about it? Yeah. You don't let someone on your team that may be a leader, a better athlete, bind you and control you. Somebody in your family. Somebody in your neighborhood and show enough on social media. You don't let them control you. You and I have to be strong. Why? We don't want somebody to bind us. And if we all be honest, how many have been guilty of letting somebody control us outside of God? Yeah. But then he said they can plunder your house. Secondly, what does that mean? Take advantage or get over on you. All the good things that God has planted on the inside of you, if you're not strong, they can take that right out. You've been taught to be man because you boy. But if you ain't strong, the world can pull that out. Now you thinking you girl. You've been taught to be a young man of honor. A young man that is strong. But if you are not connected to God, the world can pull that out. And next thing you know, you're trying to be a thug. You're trying to be something that God never intended for you to be. You and I, we have to be, help me, strong. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers. And I'm going to step right in this and walk real slow. You got some women that's strong. And if you a wimpy man, that woman will run you. Woo! I think it's a blessing to have, or it can be a blessing to know a strong woman. Should women be strong? Yeah. But, brothers, you got some men, they just wimps. I said they are wimps. You got to know who you are. That don't mean try to run no woman, beat her down, shut up and do that. Now that we ain't talking about that. But it's just some men, they just will not say what need to be said. And they just let other men and women just totally run them. And see, now my sister's getting mad, but I don't care. Am I right about it, though? Yeah. And good sisters, sometimes they will try. Am I right, ladies? Yeah, they'll try it. They'll try it. You hear them talking, we're going to see how far they go. Yeah. But you can't be no wimp, brothers. Can't be no wimp. Because if you're a wimp at this church, you're going to get talked about a lot because we have pastors at this church that are not wimpy. We're gonna deal with it. Because God wants us to be strong. And let me tell you another secret. A real woman, she want a strong man. A real woman. I'm just going to be honest and get a little grown on y'all. Some women, that turn them on. Ooh, Jesus. He's strong. That excite. They like that. See, now I done went too far. Now y'all like, I'm just telling you. Three basic traits of a strong man I just want to deal with. Because, brothers, we got to be strong for ourselves, for our families, the church, and so forth. We have to be strong men. And what this world needs to see is more strong black men. Because I'd be like, man, what is really going on? Why are all the programs, when it's somebody that is homosexual, why is it always seemingly a black man? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? It's like they're perpetuating that the black man is and should be weak. But I don't receive that. Because when I look in scripture, I see many strong men. Jesus, Job, David, I could go on and on and on. It's some strong, Paul, Peter. It's some strong men in scripture. But it needs to be further than scripture. We need to look in our local church, neighborhoods, and businesses and see strong men. Am I right about it? So let's look at this. And I'm going to break it down a little bit more. Three basic traits of a strong man. Okay? Let's go to Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12. Y'all like this kind of teaching? Yes. All right. Proverbs 12 and 5. The first trait of a strong man. If you're getting ready to get engaged as a young woman, you need to be looking for this trait. If you are married as a young man, you got to have this trait. A single man, you got to have this trait. And as a young woman, again, you need to look for these traits in a man. All right? Proverbs 12 and 5. The thoughts of the righteous are right. A strong man thinks right. A strong man thinks, help me, right. Say it. A strong man thinks right. Especially a righteous man. He thinks right. Right. First of all, it means two things. Biblically. A strong man thinks biblically. When things happen in your life, as a man, you have to think, what does God's word say? What has the prophet been preaching? Because when we think about the word, it's two basic forms, the written and the revealed. What pastor been preaching on? Man, pastor been talking about better is here, better is coming. I'm going through some trouble. I need to think on what the Bible says. That's how you think biblically. That's thinking right as a young man. That's what strong young men do. And see, things in life, sometimes they're going to come and they're going to shake you as a boy, a teenager, or a young man. They'll affect you, but you got to keep your mind stayed on him. For instance, your father may die, or your father may have died, and you go through a grieving process to where you miss your father. Sometimes the pressure may even come your way and you get depressed a little bit. But when you are strong, you think, hold up, Daddy will say, I can see him again. Or you think on the good memories. Man, Daddy provided for me. Daddy was a good example for me. Daddy taught me about this. You hold on to the good memories. You're not only thinking biblically, but secondly, you're thinking optimistically. That's what a strong man does. Hey, it's going to work out. Oh, I'm going to find a job. I done been turned down 10 times. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get this job. Oh, this business, it's going to take off. I done hit some holes in the road. Hadn't been making no money, but I got a plan. I know God telling me to do this. It's going to take off. You think optimistically. You don't want to be a man that's known for being emotional all the time. That's what a woman is. Women are emotional. As a man, you need to be thinking right. All right, you got feelings, you got emotions, but you got to be to the point to where you're not letting that guide you as a man. You are keeping your mind on the word, and you're thinking optimistically. That's what a strong man does. I said that's what a strong man does. He thinks, help me, right. Y'all look at Philippians. Y'all read it right here. Take note, but read it with me. For the sake of time, Philippians 2 and 5. Look at this. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. As a man, we have to choose to have a strong mind. Look at Jesus, young folk. Jesus was about to die for the sins of the world, and his body was just like, man, Lord, if it be possible, can you take this cup away from me? But look at his mindset. What? Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will. You see that strong mindset that he had? Look at David when Goliath had punked out all of Israel. But look at his strong mindset. He was like, hey, man, what's going to be done for the one who kills Goliath? Well, they're going to get a tax break. They're going to get a girl, and the king going to show them some favor. Well, let me go on out here and fight them. That was his mindset. And when Goliath stepped to him, David already knew how it was going to go down. See, the world, young folk, they'll talk about, look, you got to be concerned about your mental health. The best solution to mental health is God, because he did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. But you got to use it as a young man. You got to use it as a young man. Because if not, situations and people, man, they have you stressed out. And they have you thinking of yourself like you can't accomplish nothing. So you have to be strong mentally. Keep your mind on the word. Well, I didn't go to college, and they telling me you got to have a college degree to be successful. Are you in the word? That ain't necessarily true. If God order your steps, everything is going to work out together for your good. If you love God and are called according to his purpose, it's going to work out. So you have to keep your mind on the word and think optimistically. And when you do that, you are having traits of a strong, strong man. That's where your mental strength is at, is keeping your mind on the word. World call it mental, what they call it? Mental health? That's just a new term that they done made up. We just need to go back to what the Bible say. God gave me a sound mind. And I know we got some folk in the medical field in here, but am I keeping it Bible? All right. All right, let's move on. Number 2, let's go to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. Because I'm going to tell you something. You get married as a man, you're going to have problems in your marriage. You got to be the strong one. Or you need to be the strong one. You need to be the strong one. Sometimes you're going to have financial trouble in life. You need to be strong. Lord, there's some money out here somewhere for me. You're going to provide. You're going to provide. You're going to help me provide. You got to think optimistically and biblically. Unless you're just going to be up under mama your whole life. I ain't no man like that. My mama wanted me to come back and live with her. No, mama, I'm a man. I got to go. Bye. Bye. I love you, but bye. Yeah. Okay, Proverbs 18:21. Am I boring y'all? Are y'all learning? Yeah. All right, next trait of a strong man. This is so key. Oh, Lord. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. A strong man is careful with his words. A strong man is careful with his words. Now listen, a strong person or mature person does not speak or agree with everything. You can't speak or agree with everything. Why? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. As a young man and as a man, you're going to bump into teachers that will say, you'll never be. Or you can't. You don't agree with that. You just sit there and look at them. You don't do this right here. You don't shake your head. You don't get down. You don't look at yourself as insufficient. You just don't agree with that. You are a strong young man. People tell you, you just like your daddy. Now, if your daddy a bum, he ain't no good. Don't agree with it. Don't agree with it. No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. You don't let what somebody else speak on you become your reality. You don't agree with everything. You ain't gonna have nothing. You don't agree with that. You don't agree with that. Not when the Lord said he wants you to be the head, not the tail, live above only and never beneath. Oh, no, I can't agree with that. I'm a strong man. I don't agree with you. Some of you going to go get your own car, your own property, and they're going to tell you what you can't have. You don't agree with that. You just go somewhere else. You really, well, y'all done missed your blessing. I'm a strong man. You have to have that mindset. You have to have that mindset as a young man. This society will make you feel like, man, I can't rap. I can't play ball. Ain't no way I'm going to be a millionaire. You don't think that. You don't speak that. No, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He has given us power to get wealth. You don't agree with that and you don't speak that. Why? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It goes deeper, young folk. You have to watch the songs that you repeat, sing, and rap. Because you ain't doing nothing but prophesying that on yourself. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I don't care what kind of music Drake put out. I don't care what kind of music Pooh Shiesty put out. I don't care what kind of music the next rapper put out, G Herbo or whoever. You don't speak it if it's death. Because if you speak death, you're going to eat the fruit of death. You have to be like, man, it sound good, but nah, I ain't rapping that. I ain't singing that. I ain't speaking that. No, you have to be a strong young man. Y'all mighty quiet. I said y'all mighty quiet. But am I right about it? Yes. That's what strong young men do. You don't just speak or agree with anything because it will affect your house or your life. When you look in the Bible, you see Caleb was a young man. And the grown men that were in his life were talking about what they couldn't do. Caleb said, y'all need to shut up. That's Bible. He quieted the people. A nice way of saying, shut up. We are well able to do what the pastor said we could do. And he went in there and possessed the land. You know why? Caleb was a strong young man. And him and Joshua got everything God had promised. And see, that's how God wants us as young men. He wants us to have everything that he promised, but we got to think right. And we got to watch the words that we speak. Let me show y'all something. Proverbs. I need y'all to see this, so y'all go to Proverbs. I don't want y'all just read it off the wall. Find it in your Bible. Go to Proverbs. Young ladies, y'all follow us to Proverbs 8. Look at what Solomon said. Look how strong he was. Verse 7. Y'all read it with me. Ready? For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Lord, that's some discipline. To say he will speak something and he won't speak something. That's how we got to be. That's how we got to be. One day, some of y'all gonna get married, and your wife, your fiance, she gonna have some desires, and she gonna put them on the table. And at the time, she may tell you what she want. You may not have the money. But you got to know how to speak truth. You got to be able to look at her and say, one day I'm going to be able to do that for you. One day I'm going to be able to take you where you want to go. My mouth shall speak truth. I can call those things that be not as though they were. And see, as a young man, you don't need to wait till you get married. Practice right now. Go to the mall. Find you a pair of shoes that you like. Lord, I like them shoes. Speak to them shoes. I'm going to have them shoes. You ain't even got a job. You ain't even old enough to have a job. Lord, I'm going to have them shoes. I like those shoes. Use your mouth to speak things into existence. I can preach it because that's what I've done. I never forget. I done told the story plenty of times. Back when we first got married, I wanted me some Grant Hills. They were by Fila's, a specific pair of shoes. And at the time, the shoes were $100. And I didn't have $100. But I told my wife, I said, God gonna bless me with these shoes. I was speaking right. I said, God gonna bless me with them shoes. A week or two later, somebody walked up and gave my wife $200. And told her, look, you keep 100 and give your husband 100. When she bought me my 100, I already knew what that 100 was for. I done spent a week speaking about it. When she gave me that 100, I spoke them shoes into existence, went to the mall and got them shoes. Now I do the same things for things that cost 10 and 20 times $100. I still speak, God, you're going to bless me with that car. God, you're going to bless me with a house. You're going to bless me with some more property. Lord, you're going to help my wife. You're going to heal her and her body. Lord, you're going to provide for the house. You're going to put some food in the cupboard. You got to know how to speak truth from your mouth. Whether it's the written word or what is revealed through your prophet. But there are some young folk at this church, you don't do that. You get a good word, you amen it, but you don't speak it over your life as a young man or a young woman. You don't do it. Not how you should. But look at the text. Look at what he said. For my mouth, help me, will speak. He said, I'm going to do that. I will speak truth. And how many know truth makes us free? Truth is what causes us to prosper, young folk. Truth is what causes us to be delivered. And possess the land. You got to speak it. You got to speak it. It's some of y'all, I've been speaking some things over y'all, and I'm seeing it come to pass right now. But you got to take it more than just pastor do it. You got to do it. You got to do it for your own life. You got to do it as a young man or a young woman. You have to use your mouth aright. And say, look, I'm going to speak truth, and I'm not going to speak wickedness. I'm not going to speak, well, I got to do what I got to do. It is what it is. You don't need to be speaking that. That's wicked. It is what it is. That means you basing everything you saying on what you can see. It is what it is. But God said it's temporary. What we see is, help me, young folk, it's temporary. Don't speak that wickedness. Don't speak that. I got to fake it until I make it. Why are you speaking that? That's wicked. You know, I got to fake it too. Who said that in scripture? Who said you got to fake it until you make it? Is that Bible? No, don't speak that wickedness. You need to be speaking. Well, if I'm faithful over little, God going to make me ruler over much. I may be wearing this cheap hair right now, but God going to get me to that real Indian hair one day. I may be paying $85 right now, but this hair right here, I really like. You speak it. You don't speak wickedness. You don't speak lies, deceit, and so forth. We speak truth. And when you do that, that says you're a strong young man or a strong young woman. Y'all act like y'all don't like this. Am I helping you? All right. Let's look at Proverbs 13. We got to stay in Proverbs. Now, this one right here. Lord have mercy. Verse 3. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. But he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Woo! So if you are weak when it comes to how you talk, you ain't doing nothing but causing the destruction on your own life. But look, I got to guard my mouth so I can preserve my life. Cause my life to prosper. I got to watch what I say and watch what I agree with. Well, I'm broke again. Quit saying that. I ain't got no money. Quit saying that. Preserve your life. Well, Lord, you're going to supply my need. Woo, Lord, I'm low right now, but you're going to step right in. And you're going to cause men to give into my bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run up. Lord, I am a tither. I am a giver. You're going to supply my need. You have to be like that as a man and as a young woman, especially if you're saying you're strong. You got to watch or guard your mouth, because if you say the wrong thing, according to this verse, you're destroying your own life. Destroying your own life. Lord, Jesus, God got us on this talking. Look at this 1 Peter 3, last one, then we're moving on. For he who would love life, 1 Peter 3 and 10, for he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Who in here been talking crazy? God keep giving us all these verses today. Who in here either ain't been talking right or been talking crazy? You got to stop it. Because if you want a good life, according to this verse, you got to quit talking evil. He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Quit saying what you can't do, what you can't have. Quit saying that. Stop that. You're messing up your own life. You're messing up your own prosperity. Man, if I just had $10,000, quit saying that. You heard Minister Shackelford. If you first have a willing mind, just have a mind to want to do what God wants you to do, he'll get you your heart's desire. Man, if I would have just, quit saying if. Now faith is. Faith is right now. And there's too many young men and young women that speak death over their own life and don't even realize what they're doing. Don't even realize you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. But God wants us to be, help me, strong. We ain't even talked about the devil. The devil ain't doing this. We messing up our own self. If I just had me a boo. What you need a boo for? Get yourself together first. If I Add me a boo. Be your own boo. Let's go and close it out, Proverbs 24. Somebody getting this. Proverbs 24:5. It's going to be a little touchy on this last trait. A wise man is strong. Help me read that. A wise man is strong. A wise man is, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. The first part of the verse, a wise man is strong. See, a strong man is not a pushover. He makes wise choices. You don't let people make choices for you. You make the best choice for yourself, according to God's word. You don't be a pushover. You don't let your circumstances determine how your day is going to be. You get a bad report, man, I'm already having a bad day. That's just one moment of the day. Don't let that one moment ruin your whole day. Don't be no pushover. Well, Lord, this is life. It happens, but I'm going to be happy the rest of this day. I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to let this report run me. I'm not going to let what's going on the job run me. I'm in a stressful job, but I can still have some peace. You don't let your job determine your life. You work there. When you leave there, you leave the work at work. You go home for the rest of the 10 hours you got and enjoy your day. Whether it's you going to sleep, go for a walk, play video games or what have you, but you don't let that job run you. You don't let your friends run you. If your friends don't like something about you, that's their problem. If what you're doing is pleasing to God, look, you can't make everybody happy. And the sooner you learn that, the less drama some of you will have in your life. You can't make all your friends or peers happy. And you have to let them know, look, I'm not going to let y'all run me. I'm not going to let you determine who I'm friends with. If you don't want to be friends with her, that's on you. But I like her. She good people. She good people. So if you want to be mean, that's you. You don't be a pushover. You don't be a pushover. You don't let your peers turn you against your parents. Because some of your peers will try to turn you against your parents. And you have to let them know, look, we tight, but I love mama. I love daddy. They done taught me right, and I'm not going to let you turn me against them. Because they'll get in your ear, and your parents will be like, what's been going on? But they knowing you done picked up something. But as Mother Cocker said, I don't know where you got that from, but you need to take that right on. You need to take that right on back. You don't do that, young folk. You don't let your peers turn you against your parents. And you don't let folk you go to church with turn you against your pastor. Because some folk in the audience will have a problem with what's being taught. But just because they got a problem with it, you don't let them turn you against your pastor. You don't do that. Well, you know, I heard what pastor said. This is what they'll do. This is what grown folk do, young folk. Y'all learn this right now. Look, I know what pastor said, but you know how I feel. And see, if you too close, you'll let what they feel run you. And now you got you a group, and you'll start saying, well, you know, everybody at the church feel this way. No, it ain't no everybody. It's just that one little person that you've been hanging out with. So, young folk, you don't be no pushover. You make wise choices. Y'all see it in the text. A strong man is wise, or a wise man is strong. How am I strong? By making the right choices. I'm putting into action what I'm being taught. That's going to help me be strong. If I'm being taught to watch who I hang with, well, I'm strong if I watch who I hang with. But I'm weak if I hear it and I go and hang with folk I ain't got no business hanging with. You weak. And the only one who can change that is you. I had a person come to me this week. And they said, look, will you pray for me? And I told them no. I said, no, prayer ain't in order for what you ask. You just need to do what you need to do. You need to do what you know you need to do. Me praying for you in this situation is not going to help you. You just need to do the right thing. Just do the right thing. I'm not going to pray for you on this. You just need to do the right thing. Am I Bible? Well, some of y'all don't know, because Pastor, you ain't going to pray for nobody. Not in this situation. Even God, Joshua was down praying, and God told Joshua, get up from praying, bro. You don't need to be praying. Get up here. It's sin in the camp. Go deal with the sin. I told y'all and your people, don't be stealing from me. And you down here praying when some of the folk is out there stealing from me. So Joshua got up from prayer and went out and found who was stealing. They found who was stealing, killed him, burned his house down and everything he owned. Had to get the sin out the camp. So sometimes prayer, young folk, it ain't in order. You just need to make the wise choice. If you ain't been praying, you need to go pray so you can get strong. You ain't been tithing, you need to tithe so you can get that curse off of you. You've been hanging around somebody, you ain't got no business hanging around. Don't nobody need to be praying. You need to quit hanging around them folk. And when you do that, you get like, man, I'm strong. I'm strong. You can do that. Man, I need to leave these folk alone. We've been saying that. You just need to do it. A wise man is strong. Isn't that something? If you just do or make the right choice, you'll be what? You'll be strong. You'll have the capacity to do what God desires you to do. And see, this is a word to our young men and our young women today. You can be strong if you just make the right choices. Put the knowledge into action that you're being taught, and watch you start getting what? Start getting stronger. Bottom line. Come to church, do what you're being taught, and you're going to get stronger. Some of you are going to be millionaires before me. You know why? Because you're going to be making wise choices. Man, Pastor taught me since I was 8 to tithe. Taught me how to give. Taught me how to be a good steward over my money. Taught me how to be faithful over a little. Man, I'm going to mess around and be a millionaire before Pastor. Pastor in his 40s. I ain't even 25 yet. It's going to happen. It got to. Y'all getting it before I got it. But if you be wise, if you be strong in the Lord, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just don't forget where God brought you from. Don't forget to teach and be a blessing to God, folk in his house. I'm telling you, some of you are going to be 100,000-aires before I was, and some even millionaires, because you're going to be wise in your decision making. And it's going to happen. Just don't forget God's house. Don't forget God's house. Don't get high booty. Don't forget what God done brought you from. And don't backslide. Don't backslide. Jake. Don't backslide. Just stay in God so he can just keep taking you higher and higher. I'm telling y'all. Do y'all receive that? A strong man's house. What does a strong man or a strong woman do? They think. They think right. They watch how they talk and watch what they agree with. And finally, what do we see in our last trait? What do they do? They're not a what? Pushover. They make wise choices. I'm gonna stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching on this morning.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.